Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 25th day of March 2013 on this Monday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've been watching cable so-called television news, listening to local radio with syndicated news, and they're announcing, hey, Cyprus got the help they needed. The EU and central banks came to their aid, and they got a bailout. Aren't they lucky? Not, oh, they're rioting all over the country and burning things down, and, oh, there's a compromise. The top 40% will have 10% or more taken out of their bank account, and that's causing investment to flee the country, which causes it to implode further, so the globalists can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. No, nowhere in our news, nowhere that I can see on television news, I made a point of watching some of it to see if it was taking place in financial news, on CNBC, on Fox News Radio. Nowhere now are they talking about taking money out of people's bank accounts and that it's being transferred to the EU to prop up derivatives. It is just absolutely incredible that Iceland and Greece and all these other countries, 90-plus percent of their debt is not their debt. They've been signed on to this system. They've been signed on to all of the different derivatives. And it's the same thing here. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening. We've got a big stack of news on that front that we're going to be covering. We've also got Boris Berezovsky, the big anti-Putin guy, found dead in his bathroom. And the police just instantly said it's natural causes. No autopsy needed. That's when you know something's suspicious. Because it takes bare minimum of a week or so to get an autopsy properly done and all the toxicology exams back. When you instantly, within hours, or on Breitbart, 45 minutes, I checked the time, about 45 minutes, they're saying nothing to worry about, not foul play, heart attack. As soon as you hear that, I mean, this guy had a scarf lying beside him. He didn't leave the murder weapon. And he'd said that Putin was after him. But it could have been another globalist faction killing him to steal the tens of billions he had ferreted away and hidden different places. We're going to be breaking that down. And now it's one of the biggest stories in the country. It's up at drudgereport.com, the big top link right now. If you're listening and rebroadcast later, it may have scrolled down the page, or you can always find it at Infowars.com. 360,000 more rounds on top of the 2+ billion, and 15 members of Congress have now asked to see details and have been told to basically go fly a kite, jump in the lake. Well, that's a nice way to put it. And so this arms buildup, they say there are no armored vehicles, there are no bullets. And in fact, they're in U.S. News and World Report denying bullet purchases. In fact, that's the headline out of U.S. News and World Report, is that they're just, you know, are no bullet purchases, and so we should all just move along. The point is, there's a total paramilitary buildup against the American people. And by the way, I am for gun control. I don't think government should be deploying tanks and armored vehicles and checkpoints and heavy machine guns and drones while saying they want our guns. So, yes, you've got all these government abuses throughout history. You've got this government abusing people over and over again. Isn't it time to talk about government sensible, reasonable gun control? Because the Austin police chief says ban gun shows, basically. Don't allow private transfers. Can't buy your grandson a gun. Basically, registration. He's up there testifying in Congress. You know, I guess his communist training in Cuba is coming through. He swears he's not a communist and loves liberty. But that's pretty authoritarian, Art Acevedo. But he was up there, you know, with the Clintonistas and the Obamanoids calling for that and saying you don't need a semi-auto to protect yourself. Well, then cops don't. I want the police to turn their semi-autos in right now. If we don't need them to defend ourselves, they don't either.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 25th day of March 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Well, you've got a global cartel of private banks that have taken over Europe, taken over the United States, and most of the world now, and they're openly saying that we need to not be able to take a hot bath or hot shower under the UN regulations, and that we need to not have a car, and that we're using too much energy, and that we need to live in 250 square foot apartments. And they're saying all over the US and Europe, they're going to raise taxes to the point of where you have to live in a 250 square foot apartment. Or it's impossible to pay the taxes. That's going in San Francisco, New York, Germany's doing it countrywide. It's all part of the United Nations Industrial Development Organization plan and treaties and agreements from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that are the root of Agenda 21 codified into world government regulatory law in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And this is why they are raising the taxes. This is why they are creating regulations that make it impossible to have a new business operate successfully, especially in manufacturing, in the West. They're now going to shut down the service industry as well. They want you totally bankrupted so that you will then have to comply in the social engineering to the government jobs and the select globalist corporate jobs that are able to hire because they are exempt from all of the regulations, the carbon regulations, the offshoring regulations, all of it. This is the planned deindustrialization. And then if you dare try to operate oil refineries or coal mining operations or steel production in the United States, Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, you name it, you will be assaulted and sued, as Obama promised to do, quote, to bankrupt coal. If you ever wonder why you hear such demonization of the Koch brothers, it's because they are some of the biggest factory owners in the United States, and because they are the biggest coal mining and refining outfit in the United States, and they keep the lights on. Do I romanticize that and think they're angels? Not particularly. I've spent months off and on as of late trying to dig up some dirt on them that isn't manufactured or fake, and about the worst thing I can find is something that all major oil companies, supply companies have been done because loopholes were written. They've sold equipment, oil refining equipment, to Iran during those decades-long sanctions. And the only reason I just went off into the Koch brothers is I'm starting the broadcast describing why the government wants to shut things down and destroy society. Because it's a globalist program where they are exempt from everything and they shut you down. They bomb third world countries under flimsy pretexts and blow up their chemical plants, their water plants, their power plants, their roads, their bridges. Here they don't blow them up, they just shut them down. I had a fella last Friday, I was in a restaurant with my family, and he walked over and he said, you know, thank you for what you've done. You know, I've worked in Austin Energy. And he said, you know, they've shut down our two power plants, clean burning, modern, and they're shutting down the third one. And he goes, you're right, it's doubled prices the last 5 years, and they're going to double again. He goes, my God, it's and the public's so dumb, they don't even know why their power bill's doubled. He goes, it was just so intense. You know, he was just, I want to thank you. You know, we try to do the best we can as well. And, you know, most of us have also been laid off and, you know, let go. And I'm like, I guess you can go to work for General Electric. They're exempt from all the rules. They can have dirty burning, you name it. All that comes out of these modern plants the last 25 years is water vapor and carbon dioxide. So they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant. GMO is not a pollutant. Overfishing is not an issue. I mean, there are hundreds of real environmental issues. The globalists say they care about the environment, but it's the opposite. And the reason I mention the Koch brothers before I get into all this huge news today is I constantly see this fake meme that I work for the Koch brothers, that I'm funded by the Koch brothers, I sure wish I was. I don't have one stock or one bond or one dime that I get or anybody, I mean, my wife, children, any of them get from coal, oil, distillates, anything. I have no stocks. I have no bonds. I take the money that I make off my syndicated radio show, it's the big breadwinner for this whole news operation, and plow it into crew and research and equipment. But it doesn't matter. They have Media Matters and you know, Mother Jones and all these fake liberal groups out there implying anyone that is pro-Second Amendment, anyone that's pro-U.S. energy, works for the Koch brothers, and then it's like, oh my gosh, that's so evil. When it's the Enron people that came up with the carbon tax plan and with Al Gore on record, and it's a plan. I mean, Al Gore is the majority owner of Occidental Petroleum. Al Gore has got tens of billions in offshore accounts. And again, I think we should have moved away from oil. I know there's, you know, monopolies on the carburetors and things, and they try to block new energy development. And the new energy development we're getting is a fraud. But the point is, the globalists are shutting down our industry and shutting down our coal, mainly because big oil wants that, while at the same time not letting us have new things that actually empower us. I mean, they won't give you a tax credit to put off the grid solar or wind in. In fact, they'll harass you in most areas, especially if they're, quote, liberal, to not give you a permit. Or they'll say, well, what's that windmill doing? What's that solar array? And come harass you. So it's not Koch brothers good guys everybody else bad guys. It's just that I've been constantly accused of working for the Koch brothers with no evidence. And then so I go and I say, you know, I say, well, let me really research the Koch brothers. And so it becomes kind of a little pet project as I do in research. And I discover that they're anti-Agenda 21. They have, quote, secret meetings with conservative leaders. And they sneak out the audio, and it's, how do we defend the Second Amendment? How do we defend the family? How do we keep America competitive? How do we reverse offshoring? I mean, you can go to the Brad blog. We've had that guy on before. You know, got the, quote, secret recordings a few years ago with the Republican, libertarian powwow with Judge Napolitano as the keynote speaker. Oh, my goodness, the evil. And the whole thing's about, we must defend the Second Amendment, the family, and property rights. You know, there are collectivist mega-rich who want to shut down all the nouveau riche and independent rich. I mean, that's what's going on at these meetings. What did the head of the Dallas Fed and the head of the of the Kansas City Fed come out last week and say? They said, crony elite mega-banks are going to shut down all the other free market and create a consolidation and destroy our economic future. Even MIT came out a few months ago and said, we will never reindustrialize. We are in a total emergency situation. That is the kind of stuff that we are talking about here. And so, thank God I've been accused for working for the Koch brothers, because it made me actually go research them and find out what they're up to and what they're doing. A private family, the second largest private corporation in the country, that hasn't merged into tax-free foundations. They go to some globalist meetings to protect their interest, obviously. And then they're horrible because they're having secret meetings in Colorado. Not really secret. They're just not open to the public. And hours of it gets released, and it's, the government wants to destroy the family. The government wants to take our guns. The government's run by authoritarian mega corporations that aren't free market. Oh my gosh, how do we, the independent wealthy, defend freedom? Oh my gosh, can you imagine the evil level of this? So I'm going to do a report on the Koch brothers as soon as I get time. I've got, no exaggeration, about 100 reports partly done or almost completely done. I bite off more than I can chew. Okay, I mean, there's so much I want to cover. In fact, I'm going to hook it up at my house now that I finally have good internet. Finally got some good internet. Where I want it set up, guys, with my IT guys, where I could just go in and hit one button and take over the refeeds on the audio feeds, or create podcasts that I hit a button, record it. Very simple. I mean, I know how to upload stuff to YouTube and things. So the point is, so I can just, when I'm really brainstorming at 2 in the morning, I'm tempted to just have like a room I walk into that I just hit a button and I'm on TV and there's video feeds, because that's when I have my brainstorms. Is when I'm here on the radio, you know, there's just so much to cover and ads and guests coming up. And you know, we still cover a lot of important things. It's just that I want to do more. And it's just so many times that you see me doing these what listeners call underwear uploads. Sometimes I'll be shirtless, shooting video of all what's on the computer screen, and people can see that I'm not wearing a shirt occasionally. So there's what's been affectionately dubbed the underwear special reports. But, I mean, I'm just desperate to get this info out. I know the globalist plan. I have all the UN documents, like United Nations Industrial Development Organization, founded in the 1950s. To shut down Western industrial systems and actually shut down the third world as well, only allow globalist combines to operate. I mean, I know their whole battle plan, and I know what they're up to. And we are just in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because the mainline Republicans are controlled by the globalists. The Democrats are kind of the vanguard to lead us into the collectivism, and it's collectivism to have full government control over us. So it's a very nightmarish prospect. Now, when we come back, retired Army captain warns DHS acquisitions are bold threat of war against the American people, says Americans have to prepare to defend themselves and the U.S. Constitution against the Obama administration coup against the American people. DHS and U.S. News and World Report outright denies any bullet purchases. DHS denies massive ammunition purchases. There you go, not happening, even though it's all public. Big Sis orders 360,000 rounds more on top of the 2 billion. That's top story up at drudgereport.com. And we're going to get into the incredible Cyprus deal, 40% of bank accounts to be looted. Stay with us.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
See, here's what's frustrating for me, and the reason I talk so much about energy. The reason the United States has been so incredibly wealthy in the last 100 years is because we've had early energy development. We're not even that particularly energy rich compared to some areas, but we had early energy development. and we developed an early infrastructure. But have you noticed the last 30, 40 years, no real infrastructure improvement except the compact megacities? And that's all official UN policy. And the globalists made the deal to put Mao Zedong in 1945. That's now been publicly declassified. Kudos to the John Birch Society exposing that in the 50s and 60s. And then people are like, oh, yeah, right, our government put the Red Chinese in. They did. They put Mao in, the greatest mass murderer in history, who's now in Department of Education, you know, children textbooks for 8-year-olds. That came out last week. Be like endorsing Hitler or something, but he even killed more than Hitler. And CJ, to show how informed my crew is, he goes, didn't they kill the Keystone Pipeline? Because that would have brought oil to the United States and mainly to Koch Brother refineries in Texas, in South Texas on the coast. And I said, bingo, that's absolutely true. And again, I don't have any interest. They don't pay me. I happen to know my power prices have doubled just on electricity in Central Texas in the last 5 years, and it's in the newspaper that they've doubled because they shut down the two city-owned power plants. The third one in Fayetteville is now to be shut down next year. They're just shutting it down. A giant, clean-burning power plant. The media shows the smoke coming out of it. It's water vapor. That's why it doesn't keep going. It's hot water and carbon dioxide, and then it fades out. And you could say, well, that's still dirty. It still has byproducts. Yeah, that they use in steel and plastics and other products. It has a lot of distillates. And you notice the Koch brothers were really smart because the founder of it was a genius engineer, the father of the brothers, who developed all these distillation programs in the 40s and 50s. And he had all these patents. And it was a genius who learned how to use all this stuff. So more I'd study the Koch brothers, I was just describing it. It's like they're the engine in episode 4, and the Star Destroyer is chasing the diplomatic frigate, and they're firing on it, and they blow the engine, and they tractor beam it in. They blow the engine of this country, which they've basically done. It's smoking right now. Then it's going to totally implode. The globalists are going to buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Our engine is basically already blown. I mean, they knew, and it's just, again, I said I'd get into all this other news, but I'm going to shoot a special report on this. Enemy bombers couldn't do what Obama's done. 200-plus coal power plants, most of them brand new, manufacture, totally clean, shut down in 4 years. Now they're set to shut down 1,000 more. And the public doesn't know why they get their power bill. I mean, my power bill used to be like $300 a month. Now it's like $1,500. I mean, that's more than double. I'm in a smaller house, and it's more. And it's just, it's destroying everybody. And they've got all these electric car people that get all the front parking spaces now, you know, at the grocery stores and things, because they're even better than the handicapped folks. And the idiots that come and plug in, they've done studies. It takes more fossil fuel to charge your car, to generate it, to create it in the power plants, to transfer it then to your car, than it does to use oil. And so they've shut down our coal power plants. They're set to shut down many-fold that. And my interest is I'm watching my power price go up. And remember, China, here's the thing about the Keystone Pipeline. America would have gotten that oil. The United States. Instead, even Bloomberg has to admit this. You can pull it up. Soros is the big winner who owns the controlling interest in the big railway that is going to take all the tar sand oil to the west coast of Canada to be loaded on tankers and taken to China. And where is Soros mainly invested? China. Where is Maurice Strong? Where is David Rockefeller? They went to China, set them up, publicly opened them up in the mid-70s, and have moved all industry there with suicide nets. But notice, you'll never hear the left criticize Al Gore for, you know, wanting maximum profits out of Apple with Foxconn, where they're now just replacing the humans with robots altogether. They work them 18 hours a day. They're drugging them now. They have forced abortion, abortuary in the factory. Yeah, there's Forbes breaking it down. And you've got Trans Canada, and you've got the big railway company shutting down the pipeline to America, and you can see Mother Jones, everybody celebrating. Ding dong, the Cokes are dead. The Cokes, 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 the Cokes, Cokes, Cokes. They won't get the oil. The communist Chinese will. And it's not even the people getting it. They get the oil. Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway. And yeah, don't forget not just George Soros, but Warren Buffett. Holy Toledo. We'll be right back. That's what it's all about, shutting down America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You see, the globalists will create irrational fears in people over things that aren't really dangerous or overall bad, like citizens being armed. Oh my gosh, the idea of other citizens being armed is so frightening, but historically you should be concerned and frightened of a government that's armed to the teeth and engaged in domestic military operations, which is now happening. The Department of Homeland Security is a fifth branch of the military, beholden only to the president, not to Congress. And Congress is told, you will not see our DHS plans for civil unrest. You will not see the DHS plans on the billions of bullets. You will not see the Pentagon plans for military operations around the world. You are on the Armed Services Committee. You are on the Intelligence Committee. You hold the power of the purse. You declare the war. The president then executes. We're telling you that's all done. The office of the president is becoming a dictator because the office of the president is a corporate front position, one guy they've got to buy instead of 500 plus in Congress. One guy who can sit there and checkmate Congress and checkmate the states and checkmate the courts and checkmate it all. And that's what's happening. Foreign globalist interest, exempt from taxation worldwide. Warren Buffett, oh, raise taxes on rich people. I've got too much money, using class envy, when he's exempt from the taxes offshore. Oh, I love you. I want you to do well. I'm Warren Buffett. That's why I lobbied and spent tens of millions of dollars per year in the last decade to block the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. And even though you got it built, you're not going to get that oil, America. It's going to go from me and George Soros to China, where we're invested. So they're going down like a, imagine America as a breaker box. They're turning the breakers off. And it's very painful to see people, family, you know, veterans, people I've known my whole life don't have money to drive to work now, you know, to see restaurants closing, businesses closing, roads rotting. But more cops. You can't swing a dead cat and not county, city, state, federal, armored vehicles, helicopters, checkpoints. Oh, yes, the signs of tyranny. As they just flip the switch, boom, boom, just, you know, grabbing the switch, boom. Just turning the lights out on America. It's like going down the life support, flipping off the switches. Click, 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 click. And then I hear, Koch brothers, demons. Koch brothers, the devil. Koch brothers, there's no one worse. Why, they flay children alive. Alex Jones works for them. And I go, let me go check these guys out. I mean, sure, I know more than most people, being politically aware, but let me go make sure I'm, you know about these guys. So I spent the last few weeks, and I've got Aaron looking into them right now. We're going to do a whole report on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Koch brothers. But then I come to the industrial fact that they are all that's left of the engine of America. And don't worry, so-called left authoritarians, that engine's going to get blown. I can see where everything's going. You're going to shut everything down. Okay? Don't worry. You'll defeat the Koch brothers. You'll destroy them. Don't worry. You didn't get that pipeline. China gets it. Okay? Don't worry. Don't worry. And go get your college education, which there's going to be no jobs for unless it's in Homeland Security. And by the way, the government wouldn't hurt us. Roll your sleeve up and take all the vaccines. Sure, there's thousands of admitted lethal secret tests that have been declassified on foster kids and U.S. military personnel and black people. Even a few years ago, testing pesticides on black kids, foster kids, taken by CPS in New York until they die. I mean, that we need to turn our guns into a government like that. Okay, so, man. Let me tell you, I'm not worried about Foxconn and Apple with suicide nets and forced abortions. Okay? I mean, let me tell you, that's a good thing. That's liberal. But let me tell you, what is bad? The Koch brothers, ladies and gentlemen, lobby and give money to pro-Second Amendment causes. Oh, yesterday I spent a couple hours listening to the secret recordings leaked from a 2011 meeting. You know, the Brad blog, I ought to get him on. I've had a guy on, actually, before on election fraud. He's a pretty good guy, but I ought to have him on and go, yeah, Brad, this is terrible. Let's play some of these clips. We got to protect the family. I mean, I'm glad I investigated because I supposedly work for him. Speaker after speaker, we got to defend private property and the new wealth that is the engine and not let the crony capitalists take over. I mean, look at that evil Fed chief in Dallas, Federal Reserve head of the Dallas Federal Reserve. Well, let's show him Reuters. It says crony capitalists have taken over and are going to shut down their competition. Oh, arrest him. He's bad, too. See, when the Koch brothers do a few good things, I'm not saying they're perfect because I'm doing deep research on them. And I'm finding some stuff, obviously. And when the Dallas Fed, I mean, I had Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on Friday. I said, are they doing that because they know things are about to implode and they don't want to be blamed? And Roberts is like, no, they realize America's finished. And there's Fed's Fisher, too big to fail banks or crony capitalists, Reuters. I guess he's bad. You know what? And they're actually attacking him. He's the bad guy because he's telling the truth. See, I'm starting to figure this out. When sane people, even in the power structure, go, you know what? There's these offshore mega banks that are so powerful. How about the Koch brothers collectively with like 40-something billion bucks? And I mean, literally thousands of factories in the U.S., you know, the globalist that came out, AP did a lawsuit back in 2000, got documents where the Big Ten oil companies met And you can look these up. I've done reports on them, but just look them up. And met in 95 and 96 to create an artificial scarcity in oil, and they tried to buy up all of the privately owned refineries or have regulators shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck to rape you. That's big oil. Queen Beatrix, Queen of England, who owned Dutch Royal Shell, British Petroleum. They even tell you they own them. Dutch Royal Shell. BP, British Petroleum. And then you find out, oh, they hired the regulators to go try to shut down all the Koch brother refineries in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas that supply the whole Midwest and East Coast. Oh, and then I just spent hours looking at it. This economic warfare where trillionaires are trying to blow the engine of the U.S., and the Koch brothers would not shut down their refineries the last 15 years, but don't worry, they're losing now. They'll be shut down soon. And you're like, good, I'll have an electric car. No, they're shutting the coal plants down too that create the electricity, 52% of our power. They're shutting everything down right now. I mean, you people that support this are self-destructive idiots. I mean, I said I was getting to all this other news. It's just so frustrating to watch us being powered down and to know how horrible it is and to know we've gone from 20 million on food stamps to 50 million and to know that this is all happening and to just want to stop it. What's that Three Doors Down song, Dynamite? We're going to play that coming in the next segment because that's how I feel. Kryptonite. Yeah, that's it. I always get the names of things wrong. Obviously, Kryptonite. See if you can find that. Play it coming in. Because, you know, the general public sleepwalking, and I'm sitting here watching them being abused, and mega bank trillionaires shutting everything down with mass suicide factories and suicide nets and, you know, 5 million robots ordered, 1 million already delivered to replace humans, running around saying how they're going to kill us, and they're the liberals. They're the humanitarians because the television said so. And then there's some private family that had hundreds of patents their father developed, so they independently, kind of in that last window, made their own money. Steel plants, aluminum plants, fertilizer plants, paper plants, plastic plants, distillates, just thousands of factories. I started realizing just every factory I drive around, half of them are Koch brothers. Or Koch Carbon, their other brother. And I just see all this happening. And you know what? I agree with you. I agree with Mother Jones and Media Matters run by the White House and all of them. Arrest them. Shut them down. Shut every coal power plant down. I'm going to give you what you want here. Shut every coal plant down. Shut down all the oil pipelines. Shut everything down. Oh, but see, it won't be done quickly where you notice it's ruining you. It'll be done real slow, creeping financial death. So you'll be cheering it the whole way while it happens. There won't be a quick death to the American economy. While the globalists move everything to China, and it doesn't even empower the Chinese, they're being used to have the race to the bottom to leverage everything down to absolute zero. Because when they fall as total slaves, the rest of the world will be sucked down by it. Sucked down in that competition, that false, fraudulent, it's like a football game where you're playing against the other team on a 90-degree angle. And they get to kick off from a mountain on top of you, and each time, even if you try to run a touchdown, you never get to go from the top. You're always going uphill. And ignorance absolutely reigns. What did Pulitzer Prize winner Chris Hedges say about it? We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. Chris Hedges. And the United Nations in the New York Times, they admit, in Africa and Latin America and Asia, in Burma, was the first time I saw a report of this about 15 years ago. It was even in the National Geographic magazine. They were saying it was good, so I went and looked it up on kind of the proto-web that it is today. It was about 99, actually, so 14 years ago. And it talked about how the UN exterminated thousands of the population to make it a UN biosphere. They go in and actually shoot the people. You know, like you go in and kill a group of invasive elephants that go into farming belts in Africa. They do that. And it described the culling of the wild humans. And then these environmentalists back and go, well, it's got to be done. I have 15 jets. You know, I love the Queen of England. Prince Charles came out and said, you shouldn't take a hot shower because of the carbon footprint. They have over 100 giant palaces. Some of them have thousands of rooms. Some of the palaces are over 100 square miles. Not the palace itself, but the grounds of them. They have, each member has their own private train, private jet copters. Last time I checked, Prince Charles had more than 20 aircraft and flies them himself. And they get several billion pounds a year just to pay for their gas allowance to heat the palaces. I'm going to say that again. To heat the Rothschilds have palaces everywhere. Same deal. And they're all saying, you are using too much. You can't have plastic bags. Blah, 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 blah. While they conspicuously, you want to talk about class envy. You've got 0.1%. We did the math. What was it? One out of some impossible number. What is 600 top gophers, 6,000 minion gophers in the superclass book by Rothkopf, and less than 20 families. Less than 20 families have more than 80% of the world's wealth. By the way, when the U.S. had the biggest middle class in the world, they only had about half of it just a few decades ago. There, it's the ultra-rich are the ones, man. They're like, I don't own those power plants, shut them down. I don't own those ships, shut them down. I don't own those factories, shut them down. Move them to China. Where you got to go to the Chinese Politburo and the generals, who are all billionaires now, live in literal palaces, and the people are used like slaves while they build the robots to replace us. Robots that work on robots. I mean, do you understand how frustrated I am? And then the boogeyman of the incredible authoritarian, I tell you what. If we're going to arrest rich people just because they're rich, let's start with the Queen of England, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, all of them, and then after you've arrested all of them, we can arrest the Koch brothers. If you've got like this Soviet dream of, you know, you're in a Che Guevara outfit and storming the Bastille, you know, you're a Jacobin. So you don't know what that is. You should actually find out before you fantasize. But a T-shirt's simple for you, isn't it? They're shutting it all down. And by the way, they're not shutting it down to bankrupt it and take it over and turn it back on. They're not going to turn it back on. Do you understand that? They're not going to turn any of it back on. And you're going to laugh now, a lot of you, but you won't be laughing soon. You won't be laughing soon. And all the arrogant police. I can't believe Art Acevedo, our Austin police chief, the only Texas police chief they could get, to go to D.C. and call for a shutdown of private sales of guns. That means you can't transfer guns when you die. You can't give family a gun. Felonies, and they will start arresting everybody. Where'd you get that gun? Prove your history. And felonies for over 7-round mags. He wants those banned. And felonies. They already ran a fake sting with the ATF to try to shut down Austin gun shows. And, you know, I said he's an authoritarian. He said, how dare you? I want to go on your show for saying I'm a commie or an authoritarian, because he came from Cuba. And you know what? Why don't you go back to Cuba? In fact, the headline ought to be Art Acevedo moving back to Cuba. And he'll probably get real mad about that, but the point is that I guess you're trying to turn America into Cuba so you can go work for the Justice Department. When Art, you know the crime rates dropped 49% nationwide in violent crime because of armament of the citizens. The criminals are scared to death since 1991. The gun ownership graph goes straight up, and the crime rate going down goes straight down. It's an X on the graph. Guns go up, crimes go down. And you know that. But you want a toady up there. I've got his testimony. APD chief pushes for tighter gun control. Here it is. Unbelievable that this is what our country...
Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is taking part in the ongoing national debate over gun control. He made the trek to Washington yesterday. He tweeted out this photo yesterday afternoon. Acevedo testified at a House hearing in favor of universal background checks for gun purchases.
The universal background check is a first and essential step toward comprehensive reform of our firearms and
first
gun laws.
First step to confiscation.
Without this essential element, there can be no lasting impact on gun violence.
Right now, all licensed dealers have to submit potential buyers to a background check, but that law does not apply to private sellers and person-to-person transactions at gun shows.
Yeah, really what it is
also
a
police chief.
Really what it is a registration program. That's what it is. It is a registration program against the American people. Period. And you heard him. It's an important first step. He's showing, hey, I know the plan, guys. Promote me up to federal level. He's all speaking code. And Arde Saveda has put his arm around me. He's sworn he's a patriot. He's promised, you know, there'll never be troops in Austin on the streets. There's now troops all the time running checkpoints and all sorts of crowd control in Austin. There's now TSA checkpoints downtown. And there you go, buddy. You are un-American, just like all the other enemies of this country. Period. And the entire Austin police force, you either speak out against this, but you won't, because your higher-ups are all politicians, too. And don't worry. They're going to shut your power plants down, shut your future down, and cops, hope you look at your kids, because they have no future. You know, I ran into the cop that was threatening to arrest me at the Austin airport. I was in an Italian restaurant by the movie theater, and I see the guy walk in, and he sees me, and he turns and walks over to the bar with his wife where they were going to eat. And I came over, and first he's like, we're fine, kind of leave me alone. And then later he looks over and goes, hey, how you doing? After I think he got the first shock of seeing me. But the whole point is, he was going to see Olympus Falling, which again is total fantasy about how terrorists are under every table. Hey, cops, the real terrorists are the globalists. They're destroying America.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will always mind.
That's right. Our founding fathers battled the tyrants from the grave with the Bill of Rights and Constitution that they enshrined for us.
We'll
now, here's the deal. Real tyrants are taking over, and I got to be honest with you. I am. I know I've had the awesome police chief on four or five times over the years. He's a charming guy. I wanted to believe he wasn't, a wicked gun grabber, but they're putting out this hoax that guns are discredited and guns cause crime. And anybody that tries to disarm the American people is part of the occupying collaborator system. And so I want everybody to get this video, this live broadcast, but there's video of it that'll be posted at prisonplanet.tv and on YouTube, and send it to Art Acevedo. Art, if you think the citizens not having guns, this goes for the rest of the police chiefs that work for the foreign banks one way or another, if you think that guns are so evil in citizens' hands, you should move back to Cuba. You should move to North Korea. You should move to communist China, where they got mobile execution vans. How dare you come to America and flee tyranny and try to put it on me and my family? And I take it real personal because I know you. I take it real personal. I get sick when I see all these police chiefs up there. I'm going to roll some video for radio listeners. We'll post it up at Infowars.com. But here's FBI.gov and the crime statistics from 1991 to 2011. The latest numbers. A 49% drop in violent crime nationwide on average. And you can look at the graph of gun ownership. It goes up. The crime goes down. You know that. You know within 1 year of Texas having concealed carry, violent home invasions, carjackings, and other aggravated assaults went down by more than 30%. You know, more than 25% in Florida. And you know the same similar number in every stinking state in this country. And I am sick of you and your hoax. You want our guns because the globalists are getting ready to implode this country. And you want us to be like people in Mexico who had their guns taken 100 years ago and who have been slaves ever since. Mexico has a total ban on citizen guns, and they have the highest gun crime rate in the world. There's your message, Art Acevedo. Go ahead and go get your Justice Department job. Maybe you'll really show off for them. Maybe you'll go to the Justice Department and be like Eric Holder, who was involved in Oklahoma City. Maybe you'll go there and teach us how to ship guns into Mexico to kill thousands of innocent people so you can blame it. Maybe you'll show the Justice Department what a good collaborator you are. Why don't you go back to Cuba and go apologize to Fidel Castro, who's killed hundreds of thousands of his own people after taking their guns? Why don't you go, Comrade Fidel, I love you. I love what you do. I want to take the guns from America. Why don't you come to America, Fidel, and help us run everything there? We will take the guns, Fidel. I will prove to you, comrade, what we will do to them. Yeah! I'm supposed to just go, oh, my police chief says, put felony if I have over a 7-round mag. He says, shut down the gun show. Oh, I can't give my dad a gun. He can't give me a gun. My dad tried to give me a BB gun last night. We were over at the house shooting at his house. Kids were having fun. One of those Crossman, revolver, gas-powered ones, CO2. Ooh, evil CO2. He tried to give it to me, and I said, no. Some cities have laws where BB guns are banned. Felonies for that. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the criminal government. The government's parasitic, out of control. I got an idea. How about the government turns their guns in? 2 billion-plus rounds of ammo. Thousands and thousands of giant armored vehicles. All the militarization. And saying now, Homeland Security's for gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, the rest of us. Because we stand in the way of the destruction of this country. And anybody that does is demonized. You're going to see people join Sauron. You're going to see people join Mordor. You're going to see people join the New World Order. I am not one of these people. And when we come back, Joel Scalzo is coming up, but I haven't even gotten into the bombshell news. 40% of the bank accounts to be looted. 40% now. Oh, yeah, and it's going to spread everywhere. And we've also got hundreds of millions of rounds of more ammo, hollow points for you and your family, DHS just bought.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.